HarperCollins and Harper Audio present These Vital Signs, A Doctor's Notes of Life and Loss in Tweets by Syed Tabatabai. Read by Christopher Salazar. For all the people who followed me on Twitter and supported my writing, without you, this book wouldn't exist. And for my family, all the good in me flows from them. Preface. It is the summer of 1991, and I'm facing off against my most determined foe, the blank page. I'm 10 years old, and I have to write a story for a holiday assignment. My grandmother sits on the couch behind me as I lie on my belly on the floor, idly doodling in the margins of my notebook. I can hear the rhythmic hiss of her oxygen tank. She has idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a condition I'm too young to comprehend. Many years later, I will understand and write about her illness. She watches me and smiles. Her voice is weak but still strong enough to catch my ear. If you don't know where to start writing, start at the beginning. I answer the way I usually answer anyone at this age, with a question. How do I know where the beginning is? She laughs. The beginning is where your mind goes to first, when you close your eyes. 30 years later, as I sit in front of my laptop, I close my eyes and let my mind wander. I see snow falling gently from cloudy skies and slowly accumulating on a hospital room windowsill. If my story is to begin anywhere, let it be at the very beginning. I am born in 1980 on a snowy Christmas day in Baltimore, Maryland. My father is an engineer who is pursuing an MBA at the University of Maryland in College Park at the time. My mother is a teacher who will someday win awards for her work. The nurse brings me out to my family for the first time in a little red stocking. Everyone is overjoyed. I am the answer to many prayers, as I am told years later. After graduating from the University of Maryland, my father gets a job with an international construction conglomerate. His engineering and business background, along with his cool-headed leadership style and natural charisma, make him a popular man. He is assigned to larger and larger projects in different countries. My childhood is spent crisscrossing the world. The earliest memory I have is of a fountain arching high into the sky. So high, in fact, that when I look up at it, I'm convinced it's going to topple over onto me. It's an optical illusion, but it terrifies me. I'm sitting on my father's shoulders, and he laughs as I squirm anxiously. We are in the courtyard of some famous Austrian palace, but I can't see the beauty. I can't see past my own fear. There are some things in life that seem so insurmountable they threaten to crush us. As a child, for me, it is the fountain. Years later, as I exit a subway station in New York City on my way to a residency interview, the looming skyscrapers make me queasy. They seem to threaten to topple over when I look up at them, so I force my gaze down at the pavement and try to quell the rising anxiety within me. Old phobias. The past is never far. I reach the hospital I'm interviewing at for an internal medicine residency position. These interviews are carefully structured, and I find myself loathing their artifice. Everyone tells me all the tricks interviewers use to weed out applicants. I have no time for tricks or traps. I bludgeon my way through with brutal honesty. What do you enjoy doing in your free time? I write. Oh, what kind of writing? All sorts of writing. I write in a journal, on a blog, in a... So, personal writing, not medical journals. No, not medical journals. Years later, I will be published in medical journals, but right now it seems like a gaping hole in my resume. My written words are valued only by me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?